right, so we just did this whole time change thing, and we spring ahead and lose this hour.
Happens every year.
Yeah, it's a regular deal. Twice a year, we lose an hour, we get an hour. I don't know where the hour actually goes. As a kid, it was disturbing. I never could get up on time to go to school. It was a nightmare, and it was a fight to the end. But in the spring, when you think it would be harder to actually getting up and getting where you have to go, like today, I'm dragging big time. Tried to get a nap before we got together. It's all even now, I might just nod off at some point in time. I'm not stroking out. I just can't stay awake.
What?
So we're in the midst of this. I have less of a problem, though, in the spring getting where I have to go, doing what I want to do, than I do in the fall when you fall back. I don't know why, because I lost an hour.
Well, you know what? I would do that too. Like, I would go to church when I was a kid, because I don't have the energy to do that now. I'm sorry. But I don't get up on Sunday mornings anyways. There has to be like an earthquake or something to wake me up and get me out of bed. But like when I was younger, I'd like go to church. Every time change, there was always people who'd come in late. I was a weekend janitor. I'd be there at like stupid o'clock in the morning because everybody wants to go to church early. But when you don't have to go anywhere on a Sunday, can't you just take the day to acclimate yourself?
Yeah, it's like flying. You sort of get jet lag. You got a day of jet lag for an hour. It's like, flying east or west a time zone, I suppose.
Yeah, you could use that as an excuse. Like back when I worked in a day job office, you know, whatever it is, that third week of March, I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, it was the time change. They don't buy that excuse in October.
No.
When you try to, oh, it's a time change. Well, you should be here an hour early. Really?
That's
Are you sure? I don't know if that's true.
No, it is weird that way. And then here's the other thing that I don't quite understand. And now there's a big fight. Florida, I think a couple other states, they're debating on whether or not to actually eliminate it. So they spring ahead and they think they'll stay that way.
Well, Florida's the sun sign. They don't need to have, do they need to save the daylight in Florida? I mean, it's nothing but sunshine down there anyways.
Well, it's warmer than up in the north. I don't know about always sunshiny, but I mean, there is clearly more sunshine than the eternal gray fall, winter into the early spring kind of Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Midwest.
But it's farther east. The farther east you are, you get more sunlight. It's the people like at the waning end of it that I think get affected more. And I mean, does Jacksonville and Tallahassee have a huge difference in opinion on this?
I have no idea. I mean, I've been through those places. Those aren't destinations for me, unless I'm going to a game or something. Yeah. I mean, what's the point to go there? Unless you have a date, you got a point, you're going to the zoo. I don't know. What's that? You go to Miami, you go to Tampa, you go to Orlando to see the mouse. These other places are incidental. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Great people, sure. But still, come on.
We love you down in Tallahassee, but you do not have the mouse there.
That's exactly right. Without the mouse, what you got there in Orlando? I mean, seriously.
That's all you have in Orlando.
That's it.
Orlando's just a nightmare because it's everything that's bad about Florida and everything that's bad about not being in Florida, all in one.
Everything that's bad about Florida.
There's no beaches.
No, but all the weird news comes from
alligator,
Florida.
Weird people having sex with swimming pools. You've got all the crazy traffic, but you don't
wait
get
a minute.
The beaches.
Wait, read BuzzFeed.
You know
I don't know
Buzz
about the
Feed
sex
works.
With the pool. What? How do you, I understand maybe pool float or pool like
well, like
implement.
A blow-up pool. You wouldn't do it with a regular pool. You'd chafe yourself. That would be painful.
Well, I don't. You think you don't chafe yourself? Not that I know personally. I don't have any experience intimately here. But how do you then make love or have some type of relations with a blow-up pool?
I'm sorry. I don't want to say I had sex with a pool. That would be crass. We made love.
Well, love's better than just sex, I suppose. But I mean, you know, that means you hold each other after the pool's not doing that. It's a
an inflatable pool would. Maybe it got sprung a leak. It would just wrap itself around you and hug you, and you could fall asleep in it and then suffocate.
Well, in the scheme of things, then tell me this. All right, Big Shot. What exactly and where does the slip and slide fall? Because that certainly sounds more like a sex thing than the pool does.
Slip and slide. Well, that's like a time limit on that. You know, like a pool, you could get in there and you could be playing some Al Green.
Al Green's good.
Not Al Roker. You don't want to be playing Al Roker while you're well, or maybe it's Florida. Who knows? So you're playing your Al Roker.
What, you want a weather forecast?
All, yeah, what,
seriously? You want a weather forecast? That's going to make you feel hot and bothered? Come on.
Slip and slide. It's, you know, it is like the virgin on prom night. You're like in, pew, and you're done.
or what kind of prom you had. Man, I clearly wasn't living right. Even the just that in, out, done thing would have been my. I wanted like more than one prom, not my own high school's, but two others, and it never worked that way.
Did you bring somebody? That's how it's supposed to work, man.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm wholesome and innocent. I mean, you know, make me feel worse about myself now. Sure, great. Can I get back to the time thing?
Yes, tell me about the time change, because this Florida's weird.
It is. It's like West Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Florida. These are the weirder places of all of them. You don't hear people talking too much about like Idaho or Montana.
Or Wyoming. There's like 70 people in Wyoming.
That's actually a perfect place for me to go then.
Yeah.
Other than winter and the extreme cold that goes along with that in
the
snow.
Just don't go making love to any pools out in Wyoming, because they will shoot you.
Well, there's an antelope probably get you. Is there an antelope out there?
Yeah, you could be gored by something.
Or elk, a moose. I don't know. The moose got problems these days. I don't know. Here's the thing, though. I understand the springing ahead, because I hate the getting dark earlier. But if you don't fall back, then it's dark at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right?
Yeah.
If you don't fall back. So I kind of, which do you want? You want the spring ahead, the fall back, or you move just a half hour back and forth? Because I don't know, where the hell did the hour go? I don't know what people did even before they changed the time. They just sucked it up and dealt with it because they were strong, you know, people, and we were soft and weak and excuses. For life or what?
Damn you, Ben Franklin.
That guy.
He just screwed everything up, didn't he?
Well, it was about people working in the fields, right? I mean, they needed more time to get out there before going to real work, or different work, I should say. It is real work. Or sending kids to school. It was going out to get the field stuff done, right?
Well, no, we're on daylight savings time in the summer, and what it does is it just gives you more time in the evening. I don't think it was that they were needed more time to plow the fields. It's just you had more time in the evening. I mean, my mom was telling me about like my uncle who worked on a farm, and he just didn't observe it. I mean, he just didn't, because he's like, the cows didn't care.
But what happens if somebody says, hey, I got to meet you, and you got an hour one way or the other. You're either way early or you're way late, and then you got no friends because they're like, why are you leaving me hanging for an hour?
That's why you work on a dairy farm, man.
You never get to go, you're just pulling those udders, I guess.
If that's the best thing you can get in charge of.
Well, and even that's mechanized now. But back in the day, not so much. Somebody actually had to do a little, you know, tugging, which is different than the rub and tug. That's a whole nother thing.
Tweaking and tugging are different things, yes. And that's mechanized, too. I'm sure you can buy something like that on the internet.
Probably.
What really irritates me about daylight savings time is when people put the share picture on Facebook in the spring.
Of what?
You know, share.
Share.
If I could turn back time, but you don't turn back time.
Oh, share. I thought you meant they were sharing something, not share as in C-H-E-R. Sonny's no longer with us. He had a skiing mishap.
The trees.
Yeah, you got to stay away from the trees, the damn trees.
They should replace the share button, S-H-A-R-E, on Facebook with a little picture of share.
That's fine. I could see that. And as long as it's like, you know, I got you, babe, or whatever, all that poppy stuff later.
The six songs that everybody knows Cher for.
That's right.
Turn Back Time, I Got You, Babe, with the guy who got killed by the trees. What else? How many songs does she have? Anyone would recognize.
I couldn't tell you.
She was in Mamma Mia 2, and that's it.
I don't know. I mean, because really, she's done. I mean,
we have declared an end to Cher at this moment. She's done.
Well, I mean, you save your money. Well, I mean, she can make some movies, but I mean, how old is she now? She's got to be like 80.
No, she doesn't even exist anymore. I don't even think she's in the movies. I saw Mamma Mia 2. I don't think that's her. I think they have a robot that looks like her. And it like has the face that moves, but I think it's just animatronics. It's like the dinosaurs you see at the theme parks.
Well, I think I would rather that mechanized, artificial, intelligent Cher experience, maybe a younger Cher especially, and maybe that's a whole nother show, rather than the robot virtual doctor deal, which we'll talk on in another episode. Much better with the Cher thing than the other deal.
You know what I would watch? Current robotic Cher in a BattleBot Wars with different things.
Oh, I didn't know we could do that. Can we bring back dead celebrities and people then for these BattleBot scenarios?
Well, I was seeing like just regular robots, like, you know, the BattleBot robots with the axes.
Yeah.
And, you know, or celebrity robots. You can have R2-D2 and Cher face off. RoboCop. Anyway, Terminator goes after her. Yeah.
What type of powers or capabilities? I know it's mechanized, so you can do a lot of different things. What would you give Cher that was special to make her dominate all these other machines?
She can turn back time.
So in other words, she could get beat down or somehow hurt. She just rolled that clock back and come back and go, no, I'm bobbing instead of weaving at that point.
She'd be like Thanos, and she'd just snap her fingers and they all disappear. Cher would rule the universe if we gave her that power.
All right, well, she's back. I apologize. She's still around. She's doing strong. I give her the okay.
Make good with Cher, or you're going to be snap. Thanos is coming after you.
I don't need to be destroyed. The powers of Cher, I'm sure, are great. Certainly in specific populations, Cher is the woman. Forgive me. I apologize. Mea culpa, mea culpa. Long live Cher.
Listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.